What up, Jazz Nation? How you been? Been a little bit since we've been on, but we are back again. My name is Brian Gonzalez, Utah Jazz super fan, and this is another episode of All That Jazz. Oh my God, the season's here. Can you believe it? We've had 1 week of training camp, preseason. Game one was played last night as the Utah Jazz fell to the Portland Trail Blazers with a final score of 98-89. And I just don't care because Jazz basketball is back, and that's not what we really care about. We're not here to look at wins and losses, everybody. So if you're freaking out about last night, let's calm down. Season is still young, I promise. We're not mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Oh my gosh, my wife was looking at me like I was a crazy person yesterday because I was so excited just to see the guys out on the court playing, and it was just so cool to see everybody out there. And we'll get into the game really quick, but just start off real quick. I think the Jazz are just in an incredible shape as far as the franchise goes. They announced the really, really cool looking renovations that are going to take place to the Delta Center, or whatever it is that they call it now, Vivint Smart Home Arena. Ugh, it just sounds awful coming out of my mouth. But anyway, the renovations to the arena look awesome. I'm super excited for that. I was fortunate enough to buy season tickets this year. So next year, I definitely will be probably repurchasing those because that just looks really, really, really cool. And going to be a much needed addition, I think, to just kind of enhance the arena feel. So I'm super excited. And then as training camp started, I was bummed out to hear that they weren't going to do the open scrimmage like they usually do. That was something I was really looking forward to. And then lo and behold, they surprised everybody and went and did a scrimmage over at Granger High School, which is super awesome for those kids and kind of bummed everybody else out. I'm not going to lie. I mean, awesome PR move. And how cool would that be? They would have to drag me out of that gym to go back to class if I was one of those kids. So super cool move. From what I understand, the players loved it. So awesome move. I mean, me as a fan, obviously I'm selfish. I would have loved to have gone to an open scrimmage and seen them play, but yeah, it is what it is. And then we end up here where the Jazz, you know, they go up to Portland. They face a Portland team that is pretty much 100% of the same guys coming back except for Evan Turner. And you saw that. I mean, that's why you should read nothing into that game. There are a couple things that I want to talk about today that I think are pertinent to that game, kind of things that you can read into. And first things first is everybody needs to be ready for the emergence of Gordon Hayward. I know he's been in the league for 7 years now, but you are about to see Gordon Hayward raise his game and enter his prime. I truly feel like this is where Gordon Hayward's prime is going to start because he looks awesome. And why I mean awesome, listen to this. He had 17 points last night. And he played 18 minutes. Yeah, that's fantastic. He looked so good. He is truly evolved his game, and he just looks so comfortable, so fluid, and I'm so stoked to see what he's going to do this year. I mean, truly has brought his game and, you know, his physique, obviously, to just a different level. His work ethic from every report out of Salt Lake is that it was just insane this summer. Also, Derek Favors, I feel like, is just a machine. The dude just doesn't stop. It's so exciting to see those two guys be the best players on the floor for times last night. And then obviously with Damian Lillard, because Damian Lillard's ridiculous. But I mean, that's a huge sigh of relief. I shouldn't say relief because we knew they were what they were going to be, but just kind of blew my expectations of what Gordon Hayward could look like. And then Derek Favors looks, you know, just determined. So be excited for those two. And so now I think we obviously know what those guys are going to be. And then other people, I've heard some people kind of saying, well, the new guys didn't look very good. Well, yeah, but it's their first game in a new system and they're veterans. You don't got to worry about that. I mean, really, it's going to take some time. That's just all it is. You just got to play with each other against opponents that aren't your teammates for things to click. So everybody just pump the brakes if you're freaking out. Don't worry about it, okay? And honestly, I don't think Boris Diaw or Joe Johnson could really, and even probably George Hill at this point, could care less about preseason. I mean, let's be real. The last thing I think they want to be doing is going through, you know, the training camp and preseason grind. They just want to, you know, get the regular season started so they can really get going. So that's where I think you got to kind of eyeball and really start to judge probably, honestly, week one. And it's going to take this team, you know, probably 10, 15 games to really hit full throttle and get going. But do not worry about those guys. What I really wanted to see out of yesterday was obviously how Gordon Hayward and Derek Favors and Rudy looked. And they look kind of how I expected, and if not better, you know, if not a little bit better. Rudy looks a little bit bigger, so it looks like he's gained some strength. That'll be good for him. And then obviously when Dante stepped on the floor, I was just like, okay, here we go. Here we go. I want to see how he plays. And physically, he looks there. So physically, we shouldn't be worried about Dante at all. What concern, and it shouldn't even be a concern because he hasn't played a game in a year. I mean, over a year. So what I saw was that timidness that we all kind of were after his rookie year. We really wanted Dante to be aggressive. We wanted him to be assertive. And that just wasn't there last night. What I saw was a guy who was turning the corner off of a pick and roll and just had no idea what he wanted to do. And that's something that's going to have to change. He's going to have to, you know, acclimatize, not quickly. He's got a very soft landing spot. He's got tons of time. They're going to be super patient with him. But he would come off the pick and roll and have a wide open lane almost to the rim and would try and dish it off. And that's something he's got to get out of his head. Because we all saw him kind of flip a switch last summer in summer league when he came out and scored like 22 points in the only summer league game he played, and then he rolled his ankle. So that's the kind of Dante we want to see. We want to see Dante get to the rim, be more assertive, you know, come off that screen and attack the rim and then maybe make the decision to pass. But if you're coming off that screen being super timid and kind of just looking to force in a pass, then that's not going to work. So we kind of saw Dante kind of, I shouldn't say take a step back because that's not right, but kind of he picked up where he left off his rookie year and really didn't take that step forward yet. But like I said, it's the first game of the preseason. They're going to coach him up. They're going to let him know about that stuff. And I'm really not at all worried about it. So that's probably my biggest takeaway from that was I just really wanted to see how Dante looked. Physically, he looks fine. So, I mean, we all know Dante. Sky's really the limit. We'll see where he can take it. I think, you know, a good chunk into the season, probably 20 games into the season, is when we'll really kind of see him start to make strides and really start to adjust to how things are going. So that's kind of what I took from things. Trey Lyles looks like Trey Lyles. You know, we saw what he did in summer league. His stroke looks just super pretty. So it is what it is. You guys got to remember it's preseason. If anybody is concerned about what went down in that game, you got to understand nobody is showing their hand in preseason. Okay, their defensive schemes aren't going to be the same. Their offensive schemes aren't going to be the same. And Portland just shot the lights out. I mean, that just happens. So it is what it is. That's going to be it for today. It's a shorter episode today. I just wanted to get one out. I'm so happy that Jazz basketball is back. So I wanted to share my excitement and, you know, maybe pump the brakes if anybody's having a panic attack. We've got a long way to go. Next game tomorrow, Phoenix. going to be, for sure will be on the DVR as, you know, playoff baseball starts tomorrow and the Giants play the Mets. So I got to be watching that. And also my wife has a volleyball game for City League. So it's going to be a busy sports day tomorrow for me. Such is life. But it's my favorite, favorite time of the year. You got football, basketball starting, playoff baseball. Oh, it's just so great. It's so great. But thank you very, very much for listening. I will be better at getting episodes out more frequently now that the season has started. Be sure to subscribe over on iTunes or any Android podcatcher. And if you have any questions or comments, concerns, you can hit me up at my email. My email is briangonzalez21@gmail.com. Thank you so much. I will catch you next time.